Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Allie for the Hollywood Life podcast, and we are here with another wonderful week that is filled with an amazing guest conversation at the end of this podcast. After Bonnie and I jump into the news from this week, there's a lot to talk about. So Bonnie, I will introduce you now. Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, it was a great night last night with the SAG Awards. That's the Screen Actors Guild. There was a big showing of Hollywood stars and a lot of kind of very interesting, fun things happened there. I thought it was the most fun SAG Awards in years.
I always love the SAG Awards because I do think that it's such an honor for these actors to be honored by their peers. I think that there's probably nothing more rewarding than that. And people who just appreciate art and appreciate the work that they do because they do it themselves. I think that that's a really empowering evening. And I really love in the beginning of the show when they introduce everybody and it's like, you know, they sit there and they say, they kind of go through a little prose about themselves. And then they say, I'm so-and-so and I'm an actor. And it goes to the next one. I think you get to really learn about people's personalities through that. So I always love watching as well.
Yeah. And I thought it was adorable. The sketch that Selena did with her co-stars from Murders in the Building with Steve Martin sitting there playing his banjo and then Martin Short coming in and kind of they were dissing each other. And Steve said, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Your pretend. And Martin was like, you mean your pretend friend. And they were really playing off the plot of the Banshees of, I'm never going to pronounce it right. Isherin. Yes. Where, and Steve threatening to cut off all his fingers. Which was not funny in the movie itself.
Oh my gosh. That they are such a great ensemble cast.
Yes.
They were nominated last night for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series. But I don't think Selena was actually there at the show last night. But it was such a funny sketch. I'm so excited for the next season to come out and Meryl Streep is going to be in it.
I know. I just love it. But I think they've just been filming. So we're not going to see it for a while. But, they, as part of their joking, you know, she reminded them, hey guys, because you're both up for this award and you're in the same show, you're probably not going to win. And she was right.
Yeah. Yeah. Not very smart because they just split the votes. It's not smart. They got to choose one. They got to put like Martin up for one award, then Steve Martin up for another award, you know, like switch off award shows, I think would be the best bet for them.
Yeah. It's always a problem when you have two actors in the same category for the same film or TV show. Mm-hmm. But there was a really bittersweet moment, I thought, when Christina Applegate made an appearance with her daughter, Sadie, who's 12 years old. And Christina was there with Kane. And of course she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis a couple of years ago. And, she made it clear that this is probably her last award show because of the physical impediments, like the pain that she's suffering that make it really hard for her to go out. And it's just so sad, for any person to get MS and to be suffering this way.
It's awful. It's something that I know I have a few friends that have suffered from it or suffer with it. And it's such a terrible disease. You know, we know Selma Blair
yes.
Is very open about her struggle with MS. And so it really was great to see Christina kind of fight through that. And she's in Dead to Me, and has been very open just about her battle these last few years, and how it's changed her body. And it was very, very sad, but good to see her there and with her daughter's support. And another red carpet moment that I really loved was Lisa Ann Walter and Elaine Hendricks, who we love. I knew you were going to bring that up. We love Elaine Hendricks here in Hollywood Life. And oh my gosh, the Parent Trap reunion I've been waiting for.
Well, I mean, come on, you're a ginger.
Yeah,
I have to have loved the Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan. Gosh.
I thought I was their missing triplet. I was like, yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
But Chessie and Meredith back together. They definitely hated each other in the movie, but they love each other in real life.
I know. And it was so cute because Elaine, who was Lisa Walter's date, like literally dressed in a tux as her date. And Lisa looked very glam in this gorgeous gown. And, you know, fans of Parent Trap love to see Lisa on her show wearing her kind of signature denim shirt from the Parent Trap.
Yep. It was such an awesome moment. And beyond that, just lots of winners last night. Jamie Lee Curtis, the beloved Jennifer Coolidge gave a wonderful emotional speech. White Lotus Stars won that last night. And so it was a really great night and just lead into the Oscars that's in about 2 weeks. So I guess we'll have to see what happens there.
Yeah, and I've just got to also call out how incredible Zendaya looked. Like, she has become,
oh my gosh.
I mean, aside from the fact that she's just such a talented actress, and also, you know, so committed to her activism, you know, in support of equal rights. And, you know, she just looked so stunning in her pink, like this pink, gorgeous gown. And
she changed too. She had like an outfit. I was like, oh my gosh, like, you're so cool. I love her. I love when she shows up for events, because you never know, because she's so busy. So a lot of times she'll be like, you know, she couldn't go to Met Gala because she was filming and stuff like that. And so she's really missed at those events where it's like a fashion forward moment, but she always delivers.
You know, and she really had such an incredible style moment this whole weekend, because she was also honored by the NAACP, again, you know, for her work and her activism and on behalf of equality and diversity. And her now admitted boyfriend, Tom Holland, showed his love by putting a bunch of emojis, heart emojis, on a picture that she posted of herself from that event.
So sweet. I love them.
I know. She's just such a role model, like, in every way.
He is. And there was another sweet Spider-Man reunion moment last night as well between Andrew Garfield and Sally Fields. He presented her with the Lifetime Achievement Award. And it was so beautiful. They were both in Spider-Man together. Sally Fields played Aunt May, who was Spider-Man's aunt, and when Andrew was Spider-Man. So that was another really beautiful emotional moment from last night. But
lots of Spidey news.
We wanted to move on to Paris Hilton, who welcomed a baby boy via surrogate. And on her podcast, This Is Paris, she's been opening up about motherhood. She also has been opening up about her keeping this major news a secret from not only like fans, of course, but her mom and her sister actually didn't know that the baby was born until a week after he had been born.
Yeah. And that is kind of incredible, because I just don't even know how you manage, like, when your mom knows that you're expecting a baby, that you kind of hold her at bay for a whole week after the baby is born. I mean, that's really tough, because moms can be extremely inquisitive about these things, of course.
And they're very close. Like, this is a very close family we're talking about. It'd be like Kris Jenner not knowing that Kim surrogate gave birth. Like, it's a lot. It's crazy. Like, what do you tell your, do you not talk to your mom for a full week?
Yeah.
Just, or do you like lie like that?
Yeah. Or you just keep saying, oh no, no news, surrogate still expecting. Yeah. She's a little bit late, but you know, no news yet. That'd be really hard.
It would be really hard. But on her podcast, she said that she has never had, and I get this when she said this, she's never had anything to herself. Everything has been kind of invaded by public interest or media. And she was nervous, like, that some family member, maybe hers, maybe Carter's, somebody was going to leak something to the press. And she really wanted her own moment for a second, for, in her words, like, once in her life. So she wanted it. She said, it was just, I've never had really anything that was just mine. So yeah, she wanted to keep it to herself, which, well, good, I mean, for think her. About it.
She's been in the public eye since her 20s, and she said she just wanted this time as private family time for herself and Carter and baby Phoenix, and, you know, to enjoy. And she is 42. She waited a long time to find the right man. I mean, how many times was she engaged? I think before Carter, maybe three.
Oh yeah. Her podcast, she said that she actually thought that she was, like, asexual. She was like, any type of, like, relationships and, like, sexual experience scared the crap out of me. Like, she did not, completely rejected it. And we do know now that that's definitely because she had a lot of trauma in her childhood.
A lot
of trauma. So I don't blame her for feeling that way.
Yeah. No, I think it makes it much, like, it makes it totally understandable. And I think it's very brave. Like, she opened up both in her podcast and then in an interview with Glamour as well about sexual abuse and rape that she suffered, sexual abuse as a teenager, and like by a teacher who was really flirting with her and kind of making moves on her. Now, he did not physically attack her, but he terrified her and shamed her.
Of course.
Because she was 15 years old and she had a teacher coming on to her. Mm-hmm. And then I believe it was like her very early 20s that she went to a party, or maybe she was 18. She went to a party and she is convinced that she was given a roofie and a drink, and woke up, you know, with this guy, and she had memories, sort of vague memories of him being on top of her and telling her, you know, not to worry. And she was raped. I mean, that is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And not being able to talk about it. And
She recently also opened up about being followed by Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
She has had some really traumatic, not to mention, like, we haven't even got into, like, her being sent to the camp that she was sent to, that she's been really active of fighting against these.
Right, the school in Utah, the boarding school in Utah that she was sent to for when she was 16 by her parents, who didn't realize how abusive the school was.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, in her podcast, she's, and in the Glamour interview, she's opened up about a lot of this. She also opened up about having embryos still, and she's trying for IVF. And they're trying for a girl and they still want more kids. And I think she said she had about 20 frozen embryos. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she said she's done IVF over the years. Like, I guess it can't be that many years, 'cause she's just been with Carter probably for 3 years, maybe four, that they've done 7 rounds of IVF in order to get the embryos, but all 20 are male, which is, that's really unusual.
Yeah, very unusual. I mean, sometimes there's some sort of, like, genetic thing where, like, I know I have a friend that can, like, only carry girls. So maybe there's something with that. But we're obviously very happy for her and happy that she is happy and enjoying this time with her son, Phoenix. I love that name. I love that she said she was looking up things that would go with Paris and London, like, looking for cities. And I just thought that that was really cute and funny.
What I think also was sort of interesting, and I've heard her address this before in interviews, is the idea that because she's beautiful, because she's blonde, and because she's kind of had this image that she's a dumb blonde, and she is in fact anything but dumb.
Oh, she is not dumb.
No, she's a very, very smart businesswoman.
Yes, she is very smart. And we've seen that over the years, I think. I think she's had this great resurgence as, like, who she really is.
Yes.
And I'm just so happy for her.
Me too.
Well, and then to our final story today that we have to talk about because it's blowing up all over the internet. And I want your thoughts on it, Bonnie. So there's this drama going on between Selena Gomez, Kylie Jenner, and Hailey Bieber. Pretty much last week, Selena posted a picture or like video of herself on a TikTok story that was like, I over-laminated my eyebrows and her eyebrows were like sticking up and they looked kind of crazy. Then like an hour later, Kylie posted this picture, like a selfie that was kind of like close up of her eyebrows, but also just her face. And was like, this was on accident with a bunch of question marks. And then shortly after that, she posted a FaceTime like screenshot of her and Hailey Bieber talking. And it was also kind of a close up of their eyebrows, which I thought was like a little weird. The Kylie selfie picture where she was like, this was an accident, I kind of thought meant like she accidentally took a selfie of herself and it actually came out good. So she posted it and she was like, whoa, like this was an accident, but like I look cute here. So some TikToker was like, Hailey and Kylie are shading Selena with this post. Kylie goes on to comment and is like, this is a reach, like no drama here. Leave us all alone. This is really silly. And Selena commented back and was like, agreed, this is silly. I love Kylie and Kylie Cosmetics or something like that. And Hailey didn't do anything, just kind of let it be. But then
also wasn't there the fat shaming issue that Selena talked about, fat shaming?
Well, that's very separate from here. So
okay,
like 2 weeks ago, yes, fans were commenting, asking Selena why it looked like she gained weight. And she spoke out and said it was because of her lupus medication, which makes a lot of sense. No, that's very separate from this. Then this video resurfaced of Hailey making like a gagging face on while she was hosting a TV show. And this guy brought up Taylor Swift. And Selena commented and was like, Taylor Swift is always going to be like the best ever or something like that. And so she commented, she said, so sorry, my best friend is and continues to be one of the best in the game after this video of Hailey, like pretending to make herself
the gag.
So then everybody started like just coming after Hailey and Kylie. They were like, yes, Kylie and Hailey definitely were making fun of Selena. And these are mean girls. Like, end of story, end of day. Like, Hailey and Kylie are being mean. And this is not the first time they've done things on social media. Da 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 da. So what ends up happening is that Selena gains like 2 million followers on TikTok.
Of course.
She becomes like the most followed person on TikTok. She becomes the most followed person. She already was most followed on Instagram, even more. Hailey and Kylie have lost a combined over 1 million followers.
Wow.
Including celebrities. Katy Perry's unfollowed them. Harry Styles unfollowed
Whoa.
Them.
Whoa.
Like celebs are getting involved. So nobody's really spoken out or said anything. Interestingly, Kim Kardashian on the Kim and North like TikTok, North posted a TikTok with Gracie, Selena's little sister, the other day, like making pasta. Huh.
Wait, so how do they know each other?
I'm like, is Kim team Selena? Well, yeah. Kylie's over here, team Hailey.
And also, like, what? Do these kids all hang out together? And isn't like, Gracie, I guess Gracie's around the same age. I guess she's around 19.
And now Selena says she's like taking a break from social media and deleted her TikTok. But this was after Selena was commenting on things. Like she was kind of being like chatty on there. So like, I don't know.
She was trying to play down the drama and saying, no, there's nothing to see here. This is, you know, as you said, oh, I love Kylie. Nothing here, you guys. And telling the fans they were kind of blowing all these things up that were just coincidental.
Right. But then truly like an hour later after Selena commented and was like, this is silly, all unnecessary. I'm a fan of Kylie and like helped Kylie shut that down. She then commented on the picture of Hailey dissing Selena or the video of Hailey. So I'm kind of like, Selena, like, what are you doing? Like, come on. Like the video of Hailey was obviously very, very old and someone resurfaced it, but like, don't play into that. And so that is why I think Selena then was like, because she deleted her social media. She was like, I'm taking a break from the social media. It's a little silly and I'm 30 years old. I'm too old for this. but I don't know. I don't know which side I'm on, actually.
I don't know if you need to take sides, Allie.
True. I'm an unbiased journalist.
Yes, that's right. You're an unbiased entertainment journalist. You're observing and reporting and watching and looking for the next move. But I mean, it is kind of weird because Kylie and Hailey are such tight friends. Like they're really best friends. And I mean, Hailey, of course, has this history with Selena because they both dated Justin. And there was always, the fans were always obsessed that there was crossover. But I mean, come on, it's years later. Like Hailey has been married for 4 years now to Justin Bieber.
Right. And Selena and Hailey, like, did that photo together where they were hugging, like squashing off beef. Everything was good. All was well. So why?
Yeah. Why stir it up? Like what's going on? Like, are they bored? Are they that bored that they have to stir this up?
Like we are in high school. And truly, like, I think it would be very difficult to be in high school right now with social media. Like I'm sure girls do things like this. And like, that's terrible. But like, are you really making fun of her eyebrows? Like, why did they post weird eyebrow selfies? That's weird, right? The phone call.
I have to say that a lot of celebrities have been posting weird eyebrow photos. Like, did Madonna post with no eyebrows? Like, eyebrows have been a thing. Like,
eyebrows are definitely a thing.
Yeah.
It just, the timing definitely was very suspect. And then it just blew up. But it seems like everybody's like Team Selena and like not, you know, the accusations are that Hailey and Kylie are mean girls. They're bullies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that, you know, a lot of fans are going to react when it's at like a 2-on-1 and, you know, Selena's like, they're minding her own business, showing off her eyebrows. And then all of a sudden these girls are piling on about their eyebrows. I mean, it could have been coincidental because eyebrows are a thing right now, but then, you know, why would Hailey, even if it was a while ago, why would she make a gag when it came to Taylor? Like, was that all the way going back to when Kim and Kanye were having their feud with Taylor? Is it
remember Justin and Taylor never got along. She hated him.
Oh yes. That's right.
LeBron.
There's just these multi-layers here.
Multiple layers and then all connected. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see how it plays out. Hailey's limited her comments on her Instagram. So people can't like accuse her of being mean anymore, I guess.
Right. But, and Selena's off social media for the time being.
So I guess we're just going to see how it plays out. I mean, these girls aren't usually likely to comment or say anything, except Selena will like jump on sometimes to be like, stop being mean. Or Justin will say like, stop being mean. But usually they don't necessarily defend themselves.
Which is probably a good idea. If you want to tamp stuff down, the best way to stop is to stop.
Yeah. Exactly. But well, I think,
you know, I mean, obviously the fans know the history and you're right to have brought up the fact that Taylor never approved of Justin and how she felt that he treated Selena. I still remember Taylor's birthday party in Soho at her Soho place where Selena was basically there crying all night because her boyfriend, you know, had abandoned her.
Right. Well, and anytime, remember like when several years ago, like when they were still kind of being really mean to each other, Taylor would leave the award show during Justin's performances.
Yeah. Yeah. And make faces.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes. Yeah.
So I guess that's like a little bit what Hailey was doing, you know, just everyone's wrong. I think is the final answer to this, I think everyone's wrong. But somebody who is not a mean girl, who we really enjoyed having on the podcast, was Sailor Brinkley Cook, Brinkley. And she is in the chat that is coming up here. So guys, make sure you stay tuned and listen. She's such a dream. So sweet. and we loved talking with her. So
And we'd interviewed her mom, Christy Brinkley, a couple of times before and had great conversations with Christy. Yeah. And we were just so impressed with how bright and, you know,
humble.
Humble, like so well brought up.
Yeah.
Really impressed by Sailor and how relatable she is. Like, I think all of you are going to be kind of blown away how relatable she is.
She is awesome. So stay tuned for that, guys. And be sure to come back for next Tuesday because we already know our next guest and she's equally as amazing. So you're going to want to tune in.
Okay. Good talking. Awesome. Good talking, Allie. Everyone keep listening.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So excited for our guest today. I've chatted with her before. She is so lovely. And she has such a fun campaign that she is promoting today. So I'm really excited to chat with her about it. Bonnie, I'll let you introduce her.
Okay. I'm excited about talking with her too. And especially, I love what she's doing. I've been following her, but of course I've been a fan of her mom for many, many years. And so it's really exciting to have her here now, to have Sailor here now. Sailor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And yes, your mom, Christy Brinkley, has been on the podcast a couple of times. We've had wonderful time with her talking.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah, it's so nice to be able to meet you too. And, you know, you're just doing so fantastic in your own career. You've been modeling and you've got this really, really fun campaign. And it's based on something very iconic that involves a mustache. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, this campaign is so fun. Each of us next generation plant-based milk drinkers have these silk next milk stashes, which is so fun and so cute. And it was hilarious shooting in these stashes. And just such a fun time. So to be able to sort of pay homage in a way, but with such a new and fresh twist is so fun. And it's just been a dream come true.
Now I was looking at some behind the scenes photos, like your cute behind the scenes selfies with your little milk or plant-based milk mustaches on. How do they get them on? Like, is that actually the silk milk or what, like, what is on your face?
I don't know if I can give away the secret. It sort of ruins the whole, like, you know, interesting. What is that? But yeah. it is silk and it is plant-based. But I feel like I shouldn't give it away because I always wondered that.
Yeah.
About those older Got Milk ads, what that is. And the fact that I never really knew made it interesting to me. So I'm keeping that. But it is silk and it is plant-based.
I love it. I was walking down the street the other day and I like saw a girl drinking her coffee and she had like a milk mustache and I was like, oh
no, that's so cute. I love that.
Should I tell her? I don't know.
No, she's next.
That is a really good etiquette question. Should you tell somebody if they have a silk or milk stash? Now what's interesting, you said next generation, is that you're part of this campaign, but there's a number of other young stars there whose parents, I take it your mom Christy, also she was in the original Got Milk campaign. And so you're there with Brooklyn Beckham, you're with Ella Blue Travolta, and a number of others. And I guess their parents were also in original campaign. So that's such a cute idea, next generation. And you're a vegan, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's so cool to be a part of something that's, you know, celebrating plant-based eating and plant-based lifestyle, because I have been plant-based for as long as I can remember. So it's really cool to see that it's sort of becoming like trendy. And, you know, I live in New York City and there's so many options. You know, if you want a piece of pizza, you can get it with like with a cashew ricotta now instead. And like, there's so many cool creative options now for plant-based eaters. Mm-hmm. So it's always been a priority of mine to find the best plant-based products. So now that I have Silk Next Milk in my fridge, it's just like, it's the best milk. It's so delicious. It's so creamy. It makes everything better. So I'm really happy to not only be a part of the campaign, but to have a new milk.
Well, and I'm sure your followers too, like, look to you for these recommendations since you have been vegan for so long. And so,
yeah, I've always said that there's this mini dream of mine to start a well-curated store of like plant-based foods and products. So I definitely am the person that's like, everyone's asking me, because I also love my food. Like, I'm not going to have like some kind of milk that tastes like water with an almond in it. You know, like I want something that tastes like delicious. And this Silk Next Milk is that, you know, it really is. It fulfills that milky craving, you know?
Yeah. Plus, now, like you said, like in, oops, sorry, buddy. But like in New York City, there's so many amazing places for vegan. I mean, I'm like thinking like Spicy Moon, Bar Verde, like full restaurants.
Love Spicy Moon. Yeah. I had Spicy Moon 2 days ago.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Now, did you do the shoot with all of the other Silk Next Milk stars? Like, did you get to meet Brooklyn and Ella and Shaquille O'Neal's son is also.
Yeah, like all of his children are in it. I love
their family. Really? All of his kids.
Yeah, I was just showing, or at least I think, I assume. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. All
kids. And I was just looking at their photo. It's so cute. It has such good energy. But yeah, I just met Ella today because we just did the Today Show together. But I didn't get to meet Brooklyn, and I didn't get to meet the O'Neals because they planned the shoot so well. Like, it was so well orchestrated that it was like, Ella, Brooklyn, me, you know, we all had our time slots, but hopefully I'll get to meet the rest of them sometime soon because they're very inspiring to me. I think they're great.
They need to have a party.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Next month party. Let's go.
Yeah.
At Spicy Moon. Did you study your mom's Got Milk ad at all? Or were you like, I'm going to do my own thing and like take this as I kind of want to?
I mean, you know, it's funny because whenever I model, like, I sort of stray away from like the smiley stuff. Like, I'm always trying to do a more like sexy, like smoldery vibe. Uh-huh. It's just like my natural, like when I get in front of a camera, it's almost like I turn into like a different person. And so I started with like doing a more like smoldery type thing. And I could sort of tell, I was like, they want to smile. They want to smile. So I smiled and they were like, yeah. I was like, okay, like, I know what you want.
And you have such a beautiful smile, I have to say. Thanks. For all of our listeners who are also watching this podcast, you've got such a great smile.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate
that. That's like your mom, and your mom is obviously very well known for the smile. And so I feel like funny, like with the milk mustache, it's that kind of ad.
Yeah, it's cute. You know, it's really cool to see them next to each other. And I don't know, I'm just really excited to be a part of something fresh and new. And, you know, the messaging behind it is really important to me. So I'm happy.
Right. And I have to say, you know, I've been reading this really great history book. And one of the things that it talks about is how humans, you know, started out eating, foraging and eating a lot of plants and nuts, and that we didn't start to be big meat eaters until really we started settling down. And it is so good for us to actually have a much more plant-based diet.
Absolutely.
And it's not good for the cows. Like, they need to be able to run and be in herds and not become dairy cows and steak cows. You know, it's
I fully agree. And my mom, I mean, my mom raised me vegetarian. So I literally, like, I've never had a hamburger. I've never had a hot dog. I've never had a steak. I have never, like, I've never been a meat eater. And I run 3 miles a day. I'm very active. I play sports. I play tennis. I do Pilates. I do weightlifting. I do, like, I'm so active, and I've never found the need to add meat into my diet. I think that a big misconception is that you don't get all the nutrients that you need, but everything that we need is in plants. Like, it just is. Scientifically proven. So I think it's really cool that everyone's getting into it, because I'm like, I've been doing this since I was like 4 years old. Like, right. Thank God some people are, you know, getting interested in it, because it really is a great cause. And eating plant-based is fun. It's really like, you get to come up with all these new recipes and get to be creative in the kitchen. And it sort of opens your mind to new foods. And I always say, eat the rainbow. That's what I try and do every day, because I don't calorie count. I don't restrict myself, but I like to know that I am eating a rainbow of foods, because each color has different phytonutrients. And, you know, I could go on and on. I went to nutrition school, so I'm like obsessed with this topic, but I like, you know, I think eating the rainbow, and I think that that should just be everyone's mantra, because it's the best way to eat.
So this really is like the perfect campaign for you. Like, it aligns with your brand, your model. Yeah. I didn't even realize that you went to nutrition school. Was that just something you were interested in?
Yeah. Over the pandemic, I had some time. Everything was so different for me pre-pandemic. Like, I was doing Dancing with the Stars. I was on their tour.
That's right. I remember you filled in for your mom after she hurt herself.
Yeah. So, I was doing their tour. And then everything shut down while I was on tour. And our tour was sort of like not big enough to get shut down immediately, but not small enough to be shut down immediately. So I was like touring while COVID was happening. So my life was so different, like right as it ended, as like COVID started and, you know, the world as we knew it ended. Mm-hmm. And then as we started, like, I was just sort of confused, and I wanted to take some like lessons and whatever I could. And I've always been really interested in nutrition and health. So I found a school online. It's called Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And I recommend it to everyone. I was just telling my makeup artist, I was like, you should do it. It's super.
I'm writing that down.
Institute for Integrative Nutrition. Like, they're incredible. And it basically is a school of life. I mean, it teaches you, you know, how everything that you put into your body really does obviously make a difference. And, you know, food either helps you or hurts you. And it's just sort of, and it also teaches you about, I mean, I'm not going to like pitch the school to everyone right now, but I could go on. Like,
not sponsored.
It's really fun. And it's cool. It sort of explores a lot of different everything, health theories and food.
Wow.
You know, you did have kind of a school, I guess, for modeling, just growing up as the daughter of Christy Brinkley. Did you become interested because your mom brought you on sets, or you followed, like, you saw the incredible photography that she was involved with? Like, what influenced you to decide to follow in her footsteps in terms of this career? And you're doing, you know, most gorgeous photos now too, photo shoots.
Yeah, I grew up going on set with her, because I always found the photo side of it all interesting. Like, I even to this day, like, I love the behind the scenes. Like, I love seeing a well-oiled machine just, you know, create something beautiful. And my mom always had the mindset of, you know, that she's just one piece of the puzzle on a set. And that's the truth. And that's, you know, she's a model, but there's also the makeup and the hair and the photographer and the lighting and the DP and the video. And there's so many components to it. So I always went on set wanting to learn about all of that. And I went to college for photography. I studied photography all throughout high school. So I really wanted to be in photo. But then once I grew up around 15, is when people started being like, why aren't you modeling? And I was like, because I don't want to model. And they were like, you should model. You should do it. You can. And I was like, no, but I don't want to. And then I sort of got like some jobs naturally. My first job was for Claire's you know, like the accessories brand.
Yes,
the
jewelry. Yes.
Shout out to Claire. I look up as if like Claire's is
Claire.
That's where I got my first pierced earrings. I got my ears pierced at Claire's.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that was like a massive thing for me. Like I was obsessed with Claire's. So that sort of was a moment where I was like, okay, this is fun. And I get to work with like brands that I love. And I also got to learn so much more about photography on those shoots myself when I started modeling. So, you know, I'd be in photo school and everyone would be teaching, you know, my teacher would be teaching me about strobes, like those big lights on a photo shoot. And I'm like, yeah. Like I've seen like, you know, lots of photographers use those. Like I had sort of that leg up, which was really nice. And I obviously have gotten to meet so many incredible people and work with so many incredible brands like Silk. So it's really been a joy so far.
Mm-hmm. And do you have plans to expand your photography career? I know that you do like shoot, you do photo shoots.
Yeah, I need to do it more though. Like I set up a shoot with my friend next week because I was like, I need to add it in, but it's just tough because, you know, I live in a very small studio apartment. Welcome to New York City. And, you know, sometimes it's tough to like find space or, you know, like entirely inspired by my closet.
And the weather.
And you know, it's like, yeah. So it's sometimes a little tough and life gets busy, but I love photography. It's my first love. So I would love to bring it more into my daily life for sure.
Yeah.
And is your brother also still modeling? Because he was doing that too, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't.
He should though. You think I look like my mom? You should see my brother. He really looks like my mom. Like it's crazy. He's beautiful.
Bonnie, I'm so sorry to interrupt. We're going to run short on time in just a sec. So any last minute questions or anything you want to chat about? And then we can wrap up real quick.
Well, what I just want to know, like, what can we look forward to next? Like you've got this fabulous Silk Next Milk and everyone's got to check out your stash and check out Silk Next Milk. But what's next for you career-wise? Do you see, or what next step do you see yourself taking?
You know, I was just talking about this to Ella, Ella Travolta, and I was, you know, she was saying that, you know, she's acted and she's sung and she's done all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, I've sort of had that kind of career too, where I've just explored with different things. And I used to be stressed thinking I needed to either be a model or I needed to be a photographer or I needed to, you know, have all of these little areas. And now I'm working as a creative director for a brand that I love. I'm modeling when I can. I'm doing photography. I want to do everything that I possibly can and have my foot in every area of life because that's what fills me up most is having that variety. And I'm really grateful that I can have that variety and I can explore with my careers and passions. So I have a couple of things in the works that I can't tell you guys about now, but it's really exciting. And I was just saying this on the Today Show that 2023 is our Jordan year.
Love.
Please spread that around. That's something I'm trying to trend. and anyways, so Michael Jordan is the GOAT. I'm trying to.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I have my goat ear. So that's that. It's
and gorgeous. You're single name Sailor, not
Sailor like Usher.
Sailor like Usher.
And like Pink.
And like Pink. Jordan year. Got it. Come back to us when you have when you can break some more news.
When I'm Michael Jordan.
When you are Michael Jordan.
Yes, please. No, when you can tell us more about your projects, do come back. We'd love to talk to you again. And can our audience all find Silk Next Milk on the store shelves right now?
Like pretty much everywhere. And I would definitely try it. It's the most delicious. So
amazing. Thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank you. Taylor. So good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice day. So great to talk.
Yeah. Bye guys.
Lovely everything. Bye.